almost everybody brings their phone with them now when they go out on a hike or a backpacking trip, whether it's to listen to music or you have a mapping app, or just for the safety of checking in with a loved one back home. What do you do if the battery dies, though, while you're out there? Let's find out. Right, this week, to share with us a tip, and I've got to find a better title for this. And I used to just refer to them as my solo episodes, but now I've been bringing past guests on who have become friends of the podcast, and they're sharing with us tips, experiences, gear reviews. But until I come up with a better name for it, I'll just move on with this. I'll move along here. And welcome back, good friend of the Papa Bear Hikes podcast, our friend Thoreau Alexander, who has something to share with us tonight. Thoreau, welcome back.
Hey, what's going on, Martin? It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've spoken, but I see you've been busy out there, and that's always exciting when I see past guests out there doing some cool things and enjoying the outdoors.
Yeah, man. I just got back last week. Actually did a hike in Strawberry, Arizona. It's called the Bob Bear Trail. And, man, 4 miles down, 4 miles back up, had no idea that the trail started off going down and that it went down the entire way to the destination. Oh, man, I was not prepared for it. But once I got to the bottom, I was met with a beautiful waterfall of a spring and some caves that were on the water. You have to swim or use, you know, a kayak or something like that to get to it, man. So it was totally worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just out at Hickory Run State Park. And up here in the Northeast, it's kind of unusual this time of year to actually see waterfalls that are flowing still pretty strong. And I don't know, there's always something about waterfalls that makes me stop and want to just take it all in.
Yes, yes. And it's funny you said that because so in Arizona around this time of year, most of the waterfalls here, they're not really flowing like that unless you get rainfall. The special thing about this waterfall is it's fueled by a spring. So this one is year round. So as you're hiking down, you're in the desert. I mean, there's no sign of water the entire mileage going down. And right before you get to it, right off the ground, you just start seeing the water. It just starts bubbling up and it creates this river that gets so huge and it, you know, does this drop and it creates this waterfall. So man, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah. And I'm with you. You know, those hikes, you start downhill. It's always a lot. It just feels easier to finish your hike going downhill, doesn't it? Let's be honest. You know, you kind of have to huff it up to a peak, especially if it's really steep.
Yeah. I was just saying, I'd rather do the incline in the beginning. I'd rather get it out the way and come down at the end, man.
Right. A little bit more spring in your step. You get up to the top, have a nice lunch, rest up a little bit, and then whoop, just kind of hike your way downhill back to the car.
Right.
So Thoreau, what do you have to share with us this week?
So, you know, something I've been thinking about whenever we're out on the trails, something that I like to do, I take a portable battery pack with me, and I keep my phone charged, and I have an Android, so you know, these days, our phone is everything. And something that I noticed, even when you're out in the wilderness, if you don't have, now I'm not sure how this works with Apple, but if you have an Android phone, even if you don't have cell phone reception, there are two things that you could do that could possibly even save your life or help you if you get lost. And that's on an Android phone, you can still access the GPS. So if you're on a trail, you have absolutely zero cell phone reception, you can turn the location on your phone, you can open Google Maps, and it will show you exactly where you are, you know, and everything that's around you. In addition to that, something that I found out on my last hike is if you have the app All Trails. Now, All Trails, as we all know, it'll show you pictures, it'll even show you maps, et cetera. And they do try to get you to purchase a subscription, which does have its benefits. However, let's say you can't afford the subscription. This is what you can still do. So before you go hiking, let's say you're going to go hike the Bob Bear Trail like I did. But before you hike, while you're at home and you have reception, on the actual Bob Bear Trail in the All Trails app, all you have to do is mark that as your favorite. And when you get out there on the actual trail, even if you don't have reception, you can pull up the All Trails app. You can hit the My Favorites option. It will automatically pull up that trail that you looked at. And if your location is on, it will show you the exact location on the map in real time, man. And that's very important, especially if you get lost or if you're like me, you kind of like to venture off trail or do some of those hikes that don't even have a trail, where you're just bushwhacking it and you're doing, I think they call it route finding or something like that. You're basically, there's basically no trail, but you're following an actual map. It's good for that. And I think that's just very important for people to know. So I try to keep my my portable charger, of course, to keep the cell phone charged. And I always keep that in mind, you know, so in case I ever get lost or anything like that, I just turn on my location. I can easily look at Google Maps and see where I'm at.
Yeah, and for the record, to let everybody know, I have an Apple phone. I use the iPhone now, and you can, it's the same thing. The GPS will work when you don't have a signal or if it's in airplane mode. And yet you brought up the airplane mode. That's something that I think at least the group I hike with, at one time or another, we've all made the mistake of not putting the into airplane mode, and then your battery's like dead when you go to pull it out to look at something. Right?
Yeah. You know, it's one of the, I mean, it happens, you know, we're all human, and that's why I try to keep a battery pack with me. Mine, the one that I use, I actually have it right here. It's called a Swiss Tech. So the portable battery that I have, the Swiss Tech, it can charge your phone. I want to say you could get a full charge maybe about like 6 times. And I've used that on a previous car camping trip in Nevada at Valley of Fire State Park. My wife and I, we were there for 2 nights. And it kept our phones charged, my phone and her phone, the 2 nights that we were out there in the park. So that's actually a good device to have as well.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, that, you know, the people that say, well, you know, you should use your map and compass, and maybe they're not so big on technology. And you know, we almost all own cell phones at this point, right? The majority of people.
Yeah.
You should have it with you. And you know what? If you get lost, because, you know, people do get lost, even people that are so-called experts with map and compass will occasionally get lost. That phone, based, you know, with the features you just explained, you gave us tips on, that could save your life.
Yeah, it most definitely can. And, you know, having an actual compass with you as well, you know, that's actually not a bad idea as well in having an actual map. I mean, you can't go wrong with stuff like that, you know, because you could run out of charge, things happen. You know, what if your cell phone gets wet and you don't know how to, you know, you can't use it or something like that. So having those physical things are also good. Obviously, being aware of your surroundings, you know, you always want to be aware. I try to use certain things when I'm hiking to, the term eludes me right now, but certain references, I think that's what I'm looking, the word I'm looking for, certain references out in nature. So once I get past a certain point, I know, okay, well, if I get back here, I just have to look towards this mountain. As a matter of fact, I just did that. So on Sunday, I decided to go off trail into this area out here in the Superstition Wilderness that I probably shouldn't have been. It's kind of closed off, but I went out there anyway, and I'm going up these mountains. So there's literally no trail here. I'm literally just bushwhacking it. I'm roughing it out there, and I had to use different points of interest on the actual mountain and different tall pieces of cactus and stuff like that, and remembered in my mind to know my way back, because there was actually no trail, man. And where I was going was pretty sketchy. It was high up, and people get lost in the Superstition Wilderness all the time, man. So I didn't want to become a statistic. So I try to, you know, do things like that. And I would never recommend hiking in a restricted area. I would never recommend doing that. As a matter of fact, you know, it was never my plan to do that. It just happened that way. And a funny story about that, if you guys had time. So as I'm in this area, and I set up my tripod and I'm taking photos, I hear this sound in the distance, and it's a helicopter, and it's flying. And I notice, I'm not really worried about it, because in the superstitious wilderness, they always fly around. So I'm just looking, and I'm noticing that the helicopter, it's coming directly towards me, man. And I can't make this up, bro. It stops right above me, to the point that, and it comes so close, I can read the sign on the bottom of the chopper, and it says sheriff. And at that moment, I can see the pilot, bro. I dipped my hat, and I did a wave, and it's like he made this motion with the helicopter, and I know, okay, it's time for me to get out of here. And it took off back from the direction in which it came. So obviously, they knew I was there. I've never had an experience like that in my life. And I backtracked down the mountain, bro, and I got out of it.
Pretty much saying, hey, you thought, yeah, it was maybe a polite way of telling you don't belong here, and don't make me stop this helicopter.
Yeah, bro. That was definitely an experience with books.
Talked about the battery pack. And I know with my own experience, and yeah, I have all trails and I keep the app open. The thing is, whatever type of mapping app you're using, and even sometimes with Google Maps, you can have this, it'll show other trails that are in a vicinity you're hiking in. So yeah, if you're somebody that's into bushwhacking, or if you've just lost a trail and wandered way off the trail, those apps are helpful for you to at least orient yourself. You know, look, isn't the map and compass, you know, I'm going to be honest, it sounds great. I mean, not too many people want to admit this, but there's also that reassurance, and, you know, it stop you from second guessing yourself to just open up your phone, look on the app and say, okay, this is where I have to go. You know, but and that's why that battery pack is so important. It's something I carry with myself now for that reason. I had a hike where I didn't, fortunately I didn't need it, but I got back to the car, my phone was dead. And I was like, if I needed my phone while I was out there for any reason, it would have been useless.
Yeah, man, it's just so important, and anybody can use these things. And another thing I like what you said about that app was that, you know, especially on Google Maps. So if you open Google Maps, it'll show you other things around you, other names, waterfalls, etc. As a matter of fact, that's how I personally find waterfalls and other things sometimes. So what I'll do is, I'll open up Google Maps. I'll go to a specific location. Let's say I'm in Bozeman, Montana, and I want to know where the waterfalls are. Instead of going on Google, doing a Google search and typing waterfalls, Bozeman, Montana, I'll open up the Google Maps and I'll type in the word waterfall or waterfall. And Google Maps, it will show you every single waterfall on the map at that time, man. It's the same thing. You could type in the word canyon, you could type in the word trail, any one of those things, and it will just show you a plethora of stuff in any city or area that you're looking at, man. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we've had it where we've come across a waterfall and said, gee, what's the name of this? It's not showing up on our maps. And we have our paper maps, but you're right. You go in on Google or even All Trails and you can zoom in and it'll give you the name.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's technology, man. We got to thank the technology gods for these.
Right. Man. You know, you can fight it or embrace it, get run over by it or move along with it.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, having just the technology out there when I'm out there hiking, it just makes me feel so much safer. You know, I'm not too worried about getting lost. I mean, I still try to be as careful as I can because, like I said, you know, we're human. Things do happen, but it's more of a reassurance for me, especially if I'm out there alone, because I do a lot of solo hiking, man. And I like going into the wilderness. I like exploring and just having that reassurance that, you know what, I can always look at this map. I can trace my steps using AllTrails or Google Maps. And there's several other apps out there as well that do this, but just having, it's like an extra safety net that's with you.
We'll be back after a quick break.
You ever think about what might be in the water you're drinking every time you fill up your water bottles while you're in the outdoors? I try not to, and I really don't because I use Sawyer water filters. Sawyer filter technology, because of their high standards, every filter is individually tested 3 times through their process. I've been using their permethrin product for years now to protect me from, well, quite frankly, ticks, and the picaridin to keep the flies at bay. Don't let bad water, insects, or a tick bite cut your trip short or even ruin it. Use Sawyer products. Go to your local outdoor retailer and ask for Sawyer products, whether it's a water filter, insect repellent, they're likely to have it. You can also go to Sawyer's website and read more about these incredible, high-quality products that they offer those of us who enjoy the outdoors.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. It's an extra safety net for you. And the other thing is you brought up safety. And our friend Dr. Rob Scanlon and I've had this conversation that when somebody gets hurt and needs to be rescued out of the woods, yeah, good guy. You've heard his episodes, right? Really nice guy. And we've talked about that if you get injured out there, you know, they're not just pulling an ambulance up. You know, it's not like saying, well, I'm at, you know, Main Street, USA, trying to explain where you're at when you're in the middle of the woods. That's not an easy thing to do, right? But if you're able to take your phone and say, well, you know, according to my phone, here's the, you know, I'm this many miles, or here's what's around me, here's a mountain that's to the north of me. Yeah.
And then another thing about that too is, see, sometimes we forget that the rescuers, they also have to come down these trails. They have to come down these trails with their gear, their equipment, and all this stuff. And so the last hike I did when I was out on the Bob Bear Trail, before you descend the trail, it has a big sign and it says, each year 200 people have to be rescued from this actual trail because, you know, it gets super hot out here in Arizona. And as I was coming back up, I started thinking about that. And I was like, man, you know, if somebody's out here in health, the rescuer, they have to do the exact same thing to rescue you. Yeah. They have to fight this heat. They have to go down and they're carrying way more gear.
That's right.
Than you are. And then they have to bring the gear and you back up. I mean, that's a lot of stuff, man. So, you know, shout out to the rescuers out there and people that's in that line of work, because that's tough, man. So that's also another thing to think about, is that, listen, they have to do the same exact thing that you just did. The only difference is they're doing it with way more gear.
Yeah, they're not going ultra light, these guys. I've seen in action. It's been several years, but I was in Utah and we were coming off a trail and it was getting dark. And we saw a group of search and rescue people heading up the trail. And we all turned to ourselves and looked at each other and said, wow, do you see how much gear those guys have to carry up that mountain?
Yeah, man. I mean, they're the real deal. You know, going back up, so I was carrying my tripod. I had about, I want to say maybe all close to a gallon of water. That trail actually recommends that you take a gallon. So I had that with me. I had so much stuff. I mean, my pack was super heavy. And I just kept thinking about the gear that they carry and stuff like that, man. And I even thought about the guys in the military, you know, that carry all their gear, you know, when they're overseas and, you know, they're scaling these mountains and stuff like that, man. You know, it's tough, you know, hiking with all this gear. And that's another thing. Before doing a trail, man, I would honestly say try to pack as light as you can. Maybe not too light. Of course, you want to carry the essentials. But, I mean, if there's certain things that you really don't need, I mean, do you really need to take that iPad with you? You know, probably not, right? You know, and whatever else, because that weight is everything, especially going up. You know, if you're going out to the Grand Canyon and you have a super heavy book bag and you're deciding that you're going to, you know, go down into the canyon, let's say you're going to hike the Bright Angel Trail. I mean, that trail is brutal, man. You know, trying to come back up with a ton of gear, it's not easy, man. It's, your back gets to hurting real quick, and it's just not good, man. So, you know, I would definitely think about the weight issue when packing your backpack as well for trails.
You're right. You analyze what you're bringing. You know, you don't have to say, you know, don't put yourself in harm's way. You know, there's things you need to bring, but yeah, really ask some questions of those extra things. You know, do I need to pack a book? You know, am I accurate? You know, and anyway, for years, I would always bring a book with me when I went backpacking. And I finally got to the point that, you know, I'm usually so tired at the end of the day, I'm not reading. I'm putting in my headphones and I'm going to listen to some music and fall asleep.
Right. Yeah. You can leave the encyclopedia at home, man. That's extra weight. You don't need that right now.
On the topic of weight, you know, these battery packs, these charging banks you're talking about, they don't weigh much.
Yeah. So the one that I have is heavy duty, and portable battery packs, they're going to vary in weight. So if I'm totally honest, the one that I do have, this does weigh, let me see if I can see the weight here. You know what? It doesn't show the weight, but if I had to guess, this one's pretty heavy, man. I would say it's close to, it's at least 2 pounds, but this is a heavy duty. The one that I have, I mean, it could charge your phone. Like I said, maybe 7 times. It lasted me and my wife 2 days, and we still had charge left. It also has a flashlight on the top here. So this one's pretty heavy duty, but I've had others that could charge your phone maybe 2 times or give you 3-4 charges that were really slim, and those don't weigh a lot, you know. So typically, if you're not going overnight camping, man, you really just need a light battery pack.
Right, you don't need to spend a lot of money. You don't need a big one, and you held yours up, and it's quite substantial. But if you're just a day hiker, you do overnight trips, just get something big enough to make sure your phone stays charged.
Yeah, get you a light pack, man. Go to Walmart. The light ones are like $10, man. Like $10 could save your life, man. You know, that's it. You know, at least $10 will get you some type of bare minimum. Will have you something out there.
But just like we carry phones with us now, Thoreau, I want to thank you for sharing this, because if we're going to carry the phone, it's pretty much useless if we're not going to make sure we keep it charged.
That is 100% facts.
All right. What good is this even on a day hike? Because people get hurt on day hikes too. It happens. Ask any search and rescue group. Yeah.
Yeah. And so another thing I just thought about as we're here. So, you know, let's say you're also going to do some water stuff, or it might rain. Another thing I try to keep in my pack is maybe like 2 Ziploc bags. So, you know, in the event that it rains out there, I get caught in the rain or something like that, I can easily put my phone inside the Ziploc and it'll keep it dry, you know, whenever I go kayaking, things of that nature. You know, I could put the phone and the battery pack in the Ziploc and, you know, I keep it dry. So that's definitely another tip, just throwing that one out there too.
Well, glad. Yeah, we got a little bonus tip on that, because again, I talked about if the phone loses its charge, it's useless. But if these things get soaking wet, if you're out there in a downpour and it gets soaking wet, what good is it for you? What is it going to do? Except be just an extra weight. Might as well just throw a rock in your pack.
That's it. That is it, man. But yeah, those Ziploc bags are crucial.
Yeah, and it's something almost everybody has. Everybody has them in their pantry, in their kitchen, and they're so cheap, right? You don't have to go out and spend $30 or $40 on a dry sack. Just a Ziploc bag will do the job.
Yeah, I mean, and even let's say worst case scenario, you don't have any at home. Dollar Tree, folks. You go to Dollar Tree, get you a pack for $1, man. Come on, man. Just $1, save your stuff.
Well, Thoreau Alexander, thanks for coming on and sharing this valuable information and tips with us.
Yeah, no problem. No problem, Martin, man. Anytime I can help out, you know, I'm a big fan of the show, so great to be here, man.
And we're looking forward to having you back on. Not too much time off in between talking like this face to face. We'll have you on soon again and share some more of these great tips you have for us.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
All right, everybody. Get outside, have some fun. Remember, it's hunting season. Orange is the new black, all right? All the cool hikers are wearing orange when they're in hunting areas or during hunting season. Keep yourself safe.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't done so yet, go to our website, papabearhikes.com. Listen to past episodes. Check us out on social media. Go to our YouTube channel, Martin Outside. All those links are there. In addition to that, you can buy our book or see what you're missing out on if you're not a Patreon member yet. Remember to get outside, have fun, and be safe.
This episode of Papa Bear Hikes has been brought to you by Avalon Publicity. Avalon Publicity, increasing the digital footprint of content creators and skilled professionals via website development and social media services. For more information about Avalon Publicity, go to their website, avalonbusiness.org. That's avalonbusiness.org.